This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline covering the Friday, September 5th edition of WWE SmackDown. They did a pretty good job giving final hype to Sunday's Unforgiven pay-per-view. The focus of the show this week was primarily on the Scramble match, less on Vicky and Undertaker, although both Vicky and Undertaker were part of the program in a significant way, but with five guys involved in the Scramble match, everybody in that match had a lot to say, and everyone was involved in a match. The show opened with Triple H's full ring entrance, and he talked about the Scramble match, and he said, despite the fact that it sounds like something you'd order at 3 a.m. at Denny's, it possibly could be the most difficult challenge I'll ever face. And he said everyone's going to be scratching and clawing to get the pinfall, and then hoping to last long enough to be the last person to score a pinfall at the end of the 20 minutes. Then he said Joey Styles and his team of nerds at WWE.com have said that that means there's an 80% chance of him losing the title. And then he joked that he's not good at math, but that means he, what, has about a 15% chance of winning? Shelton Benjamin spared us the rest of that joke as he interrupted. Shelton came out and said he'll need skill and luck to win this match, and he has, or that he is the gold standard of skill. He talked about how he dropped Triple H, Hardy, MVP, everybody last week. And then clips aired of Shelton's, all of Shelton's offensive moves against his opponents at the Scramble match from last week's show. Triple H just said it was a cheap shot that he gave him, so he showed he's a good cheap shot artist. Then MVP stepped out, and MVP said neither of them are leaving Unforgiven the champion. He said he's better than the Charismatic Enigma, whatever that means. He said he's better than Fool's Gold, too. Shelton said what he did to him last week was payback for what he did to him the previous week. MVP said what happened to him was just collateral damage. Anyway, Triple H at this point interrupted and said, stop arguing. He said, how long have the two of you been working for this company? What part don't you get? Let me explain to you how it works. He said it's a week before the pay-per-view. He, as champion, walks to the ring to talk about defending his title. He said, quote, that's called a promo. The crowd cheered the insider terminology as they're brought backstage to the cool club. At that point, as I'm cutting my promo, you guys interrupt me. You start talking a whole bunch of trash you can't back up. Then I take the microphone and begin to insult you and your families to the point that you get very upset. Then in a fit of rage, you charge the ring where you attempt to beat me up. But I turn it around. I beat the crap out of both of you, knock you on your butts, you tuck your tail between your legs and you run to the dressing room. We don't see you the rest of the night. It's a very simple formula. None of this is ringing a bell to you? He said, I swear to you, I'm going to be the champion for the next century. At that point, the Brian Kendrick charged at Triple H. Triple H knocked him down with one punch. Ezekiel Jackson entered the ring. Triple H turned to him. Kendrick gave Triple H a dropkick from behind. Shelton, MVP, and Kendrick triple team Triple H. Jeff Hardy then ran to the ring for the save. His girl screamed. Hardy beat up everyone, then climbed to the top rope to give Shelton a swanton. But Ezekiel knocked Hardy off the top rope into the mat. Triple H then hit Ezekiel with a chair, and the other heels fled. Ezekiel was going to go back after Triple H, but Kendrick held him back. And that's how the segment ended. It was an entertaining segment. It got everybody involved. Everyone got to say their two cents. If you're going to pick something out to criticize, it's that there's not a real sense that that Triple H is at great risk in this match. There's not a sense of jeopardy that the champion is in trouble. He seemed a little too confident. Yeah, he did say it's the most difficult challenge he'll ever face early. But by the end of the promo, I mean, he pretty much dispatched everybody, and everybody was kind of made to look relatively weak relative to him. And the challenge for the SmackDown match is to build up Kendrick and Hardy, and especially, you know, MVP and Shelton and Kendrick to seem like they're at Triple H's level or have a chance to win the title. And the job of the show was to create that sense that Triple H is in jeopardy, and any of these guys could have a strategy, a believable strategy, and are believable as someone who could walk out with the title on Sunday. And by the end of the show, they maybe saved it at the very end to a certain degree, but I'd say that was the flaw of the segment, even though it was entertaining. I mean, basically, the way it's been set up, we're asked to buy a pay-per-view to see the heels argue with each other and Triple H squash them. That's what it felt like at this point. All right, then we had first match, R-Truth against Bam Neely. This was one of many short matches on the show. R-Truth won this one easily in 2 minutes. He came through the crowd DDP style, rapping on a wireless microphone. He didn't dance as much. His rapping was a little bit more to the beat of the music, a little less sloppy. He did do a sloppy Elaine Bennis dance when he got to the ring, but less of it this week, so it wasn't quite as embarrassing. Then after a break, Undertaker was just standing in the ring, his ring entrance music was ending. Not, we didn't get the full ring intro. And he said the anticipation of death is worse than death itself. He went into detail about how he's going to chokeslam Vicky and her soul will join her husband Edge in hell. He promised her endless agony and an eternity in hell. The bell sounded, the lights went down, and poof, Undertaker was gone. Jim Ross said, wait a minute, Undertaker was here, and now he's gone. He said his powers are more amazing than ever. They still kind of need to address what happened to Edge. I mean, I know it's Undertaker, and with him, all the rules are different, but I don't know. I mean, shouldn't we, you know, Edge was a former world champion, and now he's missing. The last we saw him, he fell through a hole in the ring that was then set on fire. I know the rules are different for Taker, but I don't know. I just think Edge should be spoken of. These announcers should be kind of curious whatever happened. All right, that concludes the 5-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP exclusive audio shows per month start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come up most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep, all 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home, but you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.